You are standing at the sink. The water is running, but you have turned your head away from the mirror. Not because you are vain, but because the face looking back feels like a stranger's. It feels like a debt collector who has arrived to collect on years you thought were yours to keep. The skin is thinner. The lines are deeper. The eyes hold a history you did not agree to write. It is a quiet horror to look at yourself and realize the person you were is gone. And the person who remains feels heavy, unfamiliar, like a house where the furniture has been rearranged in the dark. I am here with you. I will not ask you to love this reflection yet. I will not tell you to accept it before you are ready. That would be too much to ask. Too soon. Instead, let us just sit with the strangeness of it. Let us acknowledge how much this new face weighs. There is an ancient story about a light that entered a prison. Not a prison of stone, but a prison of forgetting. A place where you have been asleep to who you truly are for so long that you thought the chains were part of your skin. The light walked into that dark cell and spoke a single command, "Wake up." And the one sleeping did not wake up smiling. They woke up weeping, bitter tears, because waking up hurts. It hurts to feel the chains for the first time. It hurts to realize how long you have been asleep, believing the lie that you are only this aging body, this fading mirror. But then, in the middle of the weeping, a question rose from the depths, a reaching toward the voice that spoke. Who is calling my name? From where has this hope come? That question is the beginning. Hope does not always arrive as an answer. Sometimes it arrives as a question in the dark, a whisper that says your name when you feel most lost. The face in the glass has changed. The vessel is weathering. But the eyes behind the glass? Those are the same eyes that saw the first snow. The same eyes that fell in love. The same eyes that knew wonder before the wrinkles came. The light that entered the prison is the same light that lives behind your eyes now. It was there before the pain. It will be there after the body fails. It cannot be broken. It cannot be earned. It cannot be lost. You are grieving the face you lost. That grief is holy. Do not rush it. But know this, the stranger in the mirror is not the whole truth. The true you is the one asking the question, the one who hears the call. The light knows your name, even when you do not recognize your own face.